Okay. Good morning, everybody. I'll be strict in. This is the first summer of our punch and cola. I know this is the 11th summer of our punch and cola. Well, the first time that we are not picking into the second for summer's fun. But interestingly, the book in the Kiri is Hakdama to the fifth parak, and it is Hakdama to the second as well. The very first thing he says before he starts that phase, the Kiri says, I have a big chiddush to tell, you know, my Provençal Palabatim in the 1200s, that Sachir, all 10 of these Prokem used to be one Masechet of the days of the Tanarim and Amoraim. Even though nowadays it's two Masechet, those you should know. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi had only one Masech with 10 prokim. But in his days, in many days of Rishon, there were two different Masechos, one called Pesach, and one called Pesach Shini, nothing to do with the 14th of Nisan versus the 14th of Iyar. Pesach Rishon was what we call prokim 1, 2, 3, 4, and 10, all the things that apply to Zman Hazeh. Pesach Shini, the prokim 5 through 9, was the dinim of Korban Pesach. They were learned as two different. Left us, the Hebrew says, Pesach Sheni, even though it's not a bunch of Moed, because it used to be part of the same Masechet as Pesach Rishon. So maybe we are studying the Masechet. But I'll be the minute of the Rishonim, at least in Kovat. If not in other places as well. Interestingly, the Achronim at the beginning of the Masechet. All struggling to figure out why our Masechet is called Psachim. After all, you know, it's not called Rosh Hashanah, and it's not called Sukkos. So why is it called Psachim, B'loshon Rabin? And there are different answers to that. But the Mi'iri sort of hints that maybe it's called Masechet, maybe we call it Masechet Psachim because it's two Masechet, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So both Masechet Psachim. Okay, so now that we're starting the fifth parak, maybe according to the Minhag in the days of the Mi'iri and others, we're even starting the Masechet. So let us jump into it. It's talking about the Zman of Korban Pesach. If you know the Zman of Korban Pesach, we also discuss the Zman of the Tamid Shel Arba'im. Tamid Nishkat, Nun Chesem and Aleph. Bishmono mech to 8.5 hours through the day, right? Theoretically, if the day started and ended at 6 p.m., this would then be 2:30 p.m. Uvekare b'tisho mechza. Kare most of Rishonim agree with Rashi, meaning they were finished being makrifit. It took an hour or two be makrifit the tamid. You should have to shecht it into the Zrikas Adam. Okay, the Zrikas Adam only went, a minute or two after. But then there was a lot of work to be done. You had to chop it up and skin it and salt it and schlep it here and schlep it there and burn it on the mizbeach. So that an hour. That took an hour. And they would finish it at 9.5 hours through the day, 3:30 p.m. on this theoretical perfect day. But Arbi Pesach, when Arbi Pesach, Nishcha B'Shevo Mechta B'Kar B'Shmono Mechta, it was an hour earlier. You started shechting at 7.5 hours and finished by 8.5 hours, being the Chol Mim Shabbos and the Chol Shabbos. The reason is obvious because we know that the Karban Pesach is the only carbon that's brought after the Talmud Shel Arba'im, and is the only carbon brought after the Talmud Shel Arba'im, and therefore you need the time to bring the Karban Pesach, so we made the Talmud a little earlier. B'Choler Pesach goes the Erev Shabbos. If it's Friday, then we push the Talmud to the earliest possible, right? Like what we call Zman Mincha. Zman Mincha Gdola, it's 6.5 hours, and finish by 7.5 hours, so we can start the Pesach right away afterwards. The reason is, and the Gemara is going to explain, but it is, it should be clear, because roasting the Korban Pesach is not Docha Shabbos, so if Erev Pesach is Friday, now we go to Shech, then the Akhir of the Korban Pesach. Before Shabbos, you have to roast it before Shabbos. That requires extra time. And therefore, they would push it to the earliest possible. Okay, sounds reasonable, even though we have not yet explained. We have the basic idea of why in Pesach it's earlier, why in Pesach it's Erev Shabbos earlier. We don't yet understand how they got to exactly these numbers, which is what the Gemara is going to discuss. So, says the Gemara, Menani Mili. Right, from where do we know the normal day? It's a lashon we're used to from Chumash. It's a funny lashon. We're not going to throw it between the erevs. I'm not sure what an erev is. From the evening, the night, not so clear. Arovim. You have to split it into. Here we're reading Arovim sometimes the afternoons. We'll explain why shortly. You have to, or let's say, because the afternoons when it starts to get darker, the sun starts to set. That's called the erev, right? From noon on, the sun is already setting. That could be called the erev. So you have to split it into two Arovim. We know it takes an hour. That's just misvara. And you have to split it between two afternoons. So you have to put an hour in the middle of two halves of the afternoon. Shnei shows a math lokan. Shnei shows a math lokan. Okay, if the afternoon is 6 hours and it takes 1 hour, then it would be five. And that's in between the 2 hours of the afternoon. That's 2.5 hours before 2.5 hours afterwards, which is what we get. You know, wait till 8.5 hours, finish by 9.5 hours, and you split the afternoon exactly in half. Somehow, it seems like Rishon Levi is saying it has to, I mean, you're adding too much, has to somehow define the afternoon. To define the afternoon, it says be smack in the middle, just as much afternoon beforehand as afterwards, perhaps. Meshach is not see also 1 hour to bring it. So Rabbi asks a question about Ari Pesach and the Shemeshav Matzah, we cover Shmona Matzah and Kol Mein Shabbos. Right, that on Erev Pesach, we do it an hour earlier than that. And if it's Friday, even an hour earlier than that. It doesn't have to go that far to ask this question. The Isak is like Shmona Matzah, the Rice, Hechemak de Minolei. And if it was a Din Da Oraisa, Darshan of Sukkim, 8.5 hours, then why would you be mocked in it on Erev Pesach? You should just somehow work around it on Erev Pesach. So it doesn't make sense that it's Din D'Oraisa, Ela Amar Rava, that it is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's not exactly clear. This question is a little too strong. You know, sometimes we question on someone from left field, okay, you can say they didn't know that. Over here, I mean, this is like the Mishnah that we're all discussing. It's the second line of the Mishnah. It's like, it's not something Rishon Levi should have not known. Like, yeah, everyone knows you don't always bring it in 8.5 hours. That's Mishnah he learned in second grade. So what was Rishon Levi thinking? So we're not sure. Okay, very fancy things we suggested what Rishon Levi was thinking. It's hard to imagine if you just didn't know the next line of the Mishnah. Maybe the simplest shot, the Meiri says, what does the Meiri say? The Meiri here, he basically paskins like Rava. Okay, we didn't totally read Rava yet, or at all read Rava yet, but he passed like Rava. But what does he add to Rava? Adds the Meiri. Give me a second. Okay, he's about to quote what he quotes what Rava's about to say, but then he adds just one line.
Says Yesh bo smach min ha-mikra.
Yeah, okay. It's in here someplace. Anyway, Kitzer, what does he say? Yesh bo smach min ha-mikra. What does he say? He says Rishon Levi is in a smach. He said Rishon Levi is in a smach. Perhaps when the Meiri, you could just answer, Rishon Levi wasn't stupid. He also did the Mishnah. There's a miscommunication. Rishon Levi meant that there has Smachta. Rava understood it as a real Rosh Daraisa, said it can't be a Rosh Daraisa, and refuted him, but really, you only have to do a Smachta. And the Smachta is only for the normal day. So that's, I think, the best way to turn Rishon Levi. But in any case, we don't paskin, obviously, Rishon Levi. We paskin like Rava. And what does Rava say? Elam Rava mitzvah, so the Tamashi not to Yerid. The Mishnah is from when the shadows of the evening start to leave. What does that mean? Meaning the shadow appears to my east side, right? Sun goes to the west of the afternoon. When the shadows of the evening are the shadows of the event go fall on my east, when the shadows start to fall on my east, that's the beginning of Bein Arbayim, my time. Oh, why don't we call Bein Arbayim?
The sun is on the west.
The sun is on the west.
So the wall is the shadow.
No, I mean the west of me. Let's say the shadow of everything is to the east of that thing. We're saying the same thing. The sun starts to set. When the sun starts to set, afternoon, that's when it starts to go down from its zenith. Therefore, in other Yemos Hashana, when there's a Dharma Davos, right, this will be our next big topic. Aleh referring to the Tamid, Shlomim we darshan not as being Shlomim, like the type of Karbon called Shlomim, but Hashlama, finishing everything, doing it all. So you have to finish all the Karbonos after the Tamid Shal Shachar, Arach Aleha Ola, Victor Aleha Chalvei Shlomim, on the Ola, Arach Aleha Ola, Aleha is going not on the H, but on the Ola, Shlomim means not Shlomim, but Hashlama, meaning on the Tamid Shal Shachar, you have to be Mashlam, finish all the Karbonos, all other karmanas have to be between the Tamashal Shachar and Tamashal Bein Arbayim. Therefore, you need time to be in the government. That was Machina Tartu Shai. We do it 2 hours later. Instead of 6.5, we go to 8.5. About Dina Lishono Mechza, Ba'arbi Psachim, the Kapesa, Arab Psachim, there is tension. On the one hand, you want time for the government. On the other hand, you want time for the government Pesach afterwards. Karman Pesach is unique, as we'll see. That is the only thing after the Tamashal Bein Arbayim. Therefore, you want to have some time before, some time after it. So, Kamina Lishach, if you go 1 hour earlier than a regular day, Babdin Yimshal, and Shevel Metzda, Choler Peslo, Choler Shabbos, the economics of the Yasu, the time to roast it also, the Bach Shabbos, but not the Shabbos. Babdin Adine, we put it on the Din of Sheish Umechza. Okay, first part of the Gemara. Now, what would you think if you just read this Gemara? You would say, Mida Orais of the time Yishay Yinotu Tzolei Erev. When the evening shadows, meaning the shadows, I know, the wall on my west is the one that is casting shadow. The shadows to the east of that wall, when everything casts a shadow to its east. but we make it 2 hours later, Midrabanan, right? Midrabanan, we make it 2 hours later on a regular day and 1 hour later on a regular Pesach. And we stick to the strict din on Erev Pesach Shavuot Cholios B'Shabbos. If you just read this Gemara, you would think, what is the din to Oraisa to bring a Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim? What time is the din to Oraisa? 6.5, right? That's what it sounds like. It didn't say explicitly that so many words, but that's what it sounds like. It says, Mokmina Dine Shishemechza, the din is Shishemechza. But we're Ma'achrin 2 hours. For Nidarim and Nidavos on a regular day, 1 hour for Nidarim and Nidavos on a regular Erev Pesach.
So from that says, Mitzvato.
Mitzvato, Mitzvato sounds, right. Mitzvato sounds like Doraisa. It clearly sounds like Rav is saying, no, you think Doraisa is 8.5. I'm telling you the Doraisa is, the din is 6.5. That's what it sounds like from our Gemara. Yeah. And Chami can bring the morning, because a lot of them, you need some of the afternoon as well. There's a lot of them if you need some time in the afternoon as well. Agav, I guess maybe before we even get into this, let me mention one side point in the top Tosfos. Why in a regular day 8.5 hours, if there's time for the Dharma doubles, why not be Makravin at 11 hours? Like all the way at the end of the day, give a lot of time for the Dharma doubles. So the Gemara never addresses explicitly why in a regular day you don't do it mamish itakacha tishkim. As they say in Israel, at the last moment. So Tosfos says, Tfelo, you wrote some Lasukaku Simpson about Tosfos, some of Machasheikha. They didn't want to get so close to nightfall. Why didn't they want to get so close to nightfall? Tosfos means, and this is the Tosfos Shantz, which is the only other Tosfos we have on Pesach Sheni. Meaning there are things you have to do after the Talmud Shel, Bekar Abayim. And apparently those things were done as opposed to Dharma Davos with a lot of pomp and circumstance, right? The assumption is that even if you had 300 Dharma Davos, you did then chit-chat because they were Karbonos Yachid. Those things are part of the Seder Yom of the Karbonos Seber, you did with a lot of pomp and circumstance. So you needed to leave time after what two things you have to do after Tamashul Karbayim, the Neros and the Ketores. So you have to leave enough time for the Ketores and the Neros. That's only enough 2.5 hours. Oh, why did it take so long for the Ketores and the Neros? Yeah, Tosfos doesn't say this. My assumption is because they did with pomp and circumstance for the kavod of the Korban of Sibra.
We have a kavod, coins, and So I don't understand this is the same song.
The Eirach HaMikonim is reasonable. We want to leave time to do it b'chavod with pomp and circumstance. I think that's pshat. Anyway, the Radvaz on the Rambam, Morty can't send out the Radvaz on the Rambam because it's not in any electronic database, right? You know where to find it, though. It's printed in the Frankel Rambam. The some of the Radvazes were printed in the old-fashioned Rambams and in the Frankel Rambam and are on the Rambam, etc. There's some Radvazes Frankel found in manuscript, and I maybe operated them or something, so they're not on the databases. Anyway, the Radvaz brings another possibility. He says maybe because there's a reason why even the mitzvos. Maybe that's why they don't want to save it for the last minute, not to be proof for everything else, because there's a reason why people mitzvos, and it's a balance. There's a reason why people mitzvos and double double. So, okay, either way, let's go back to our first topic for today, which is what is the Zman Mincha Gedola Mita Oraisa? From our Gemara, it clearly sounds like it's 6.5 hours. Clearly sounds like 6.5 hours. However, and that is what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? El Amar Rava, Kula Takan Drabanan. It's all the Takan Drabanan. Because what's the Doraisa? Second Rashi on the Gemara. Kula Takan Drabanan. We need to be Doraisa. Kosher shows Achronos Shurs. The whole last 6 hours of the day are kosher. The Hainu. What does that mean, the last 6 hours? All of the last 6 hours? Some of those hours? Miki Notun Salerif, when the shadows start to lean. The Hainu, which is Mechatzi Sheva Ve'elach, from halfway through the seventh hour. Keep in mind, halfway through the seventh hour means 6.5 hours, right? How do you say 2:30 in Yiddish?
How dry.
How dry, right? So you just have to make sure you know what everyone's talking about. Sometimes, you know, in English you call it 2:30, in Yiddish you call it how dry. Okay, so clearly we know what he means by here. Chatzi Sheva means 6.5 hours. Shachama note Limarov. Why 6.5 hours? Because then the sun is leaning to the west, Vatzel Mizrach, and the shadows in the east. Sha'adav Omei Negad Achamat, Tzilu Not to Mizrach. When you're standing facing the sun, you see the Tzel to Mizrach. Ha'ah, says Rashi. We may hit the taste of 6:30. We all know mathematically that the sun is in the middle of the sky at high noon. As soon as 1 second passes from high noon, the sun is already point whatever degrees, you know, off the zenith, and will cast a shadow. Like, if you would make a very thin stick in some place clear that the sunlight is shining, as soon as it goes 1 second past noon, there will already be a tiny shadow in the east. So why is that already Beit Harbayin? Why is that? So says Rashi, obviously says Rashi, no, Chatzi Sheva, Chatzi Sheva, Yom Minas Ben-Turkia. No, for half of the sixth hour, second half of the sixth hour, first half of the seventh hour, meaning from, you know, 5.5 hours through 6.5 hours on our clocks in the perfect day, 11:30 to 12:30. The sun is in the middle of the sky. V'yatzel nota, and the shadow does not lean either way. So tell the Tachlis, the shadow only goes directly beneath you. What does he mean? you don't need modern science. Rashi didn't think the sun stood still in the sky for an hour like the days of Yoshua every day. Of course, he knows it goes from here to here, from 11:30 to 12:30. What Rashi meant is, but that's not significantly noticeable, right? Like the Meir and the Rilanil says, not a Nitya Nikeris, right? That's obviously what Rashi meant. You know, the sun stands still for an hour and takes like a siesta. Right? That's not called Bein Arbayim. That's not called the sun setting and casting shadows. Because it's barely noticeable. It takes a half hour for it to be noticeable. So the hour in the middle of the day, there's no noticeable shadow. The sun appears to be in the middle of the sky. It's not noticeably one direction or the other. It takes till 6.5 hours till you start making nothing till the Arab. That's what Rashi says with the push-up shot in this Gemara. Correct. I mean, more complicated, but yes. Now, why would anyone think differently? There's a few reasons. But what's the other option? If you look at Tosos says here, Makmili Adine Bebab Shosu Metza. Tosos says, like, a little cryptic. Reish Amalai Mamunda. Harech, initially, in the Mishachi Kosli. Why don't we shech the Tomasho in Bayim when the walls get dark? Perish Mitchila Sheva. Tosos says, the walls get dark. Now, again, walls get dark is not exactly the same as shadows, right? What does it mean, the walls get dark? I think what it means is that when the sun is in the morning, the sun's in the east, the eastern side of the wall is light. When the sun moves past noon, then even before you see much of a shadow, at least the eastern side of the wall is dark because the sun's not shining on it. Even if you don't see a shadow on the ground, right? So that's when Kimishakri Kusli, when the eastern side of the wall gets dark. Why not Shechta, which Joseph says means, which most of Farshim there, the Rabbeinu Chananel there in Brachos, not Prince of the Sun, has a totally different shot in the years of that Sodya, but at least an hour accepted shot in that Sodya, or years in that Sodya, says they ask, why not Shechta right away? At the beginning of the seventh hour, and the answer is because the walls are not so straight, right? The walls of the Beis HaMikdash are not so straight, and I'm not sure exactly what they mean by not so straight. It could mean they mean they're not exactly on the east-west-north-south axis. They're a little slanted. When the walls are a little slanted, then it's hard to notice. It could also be the walls like got a little thinner as they went up. Which, again, we don't know what the walls of Beis HaMikdash looked like, and we don't know exactly what time period they're talking about, right? We imagine the Herodian Beis HaMikdash, which is a good thing for us to imagine, because when you imagine the Beis HaMikdash, you want to imagine something really grand and architecturally awe-inspiring, and the Herodian Beis HaMikdash was that. Before the Herodian Beis HaMikdash, it was also grand and awe-inspiring by the standards of, the Middle East at the time, but maybe the walls, if you have to build very tall walls and you don't have modern technology, then you build them a little like this, right? So they'll collapse. So you can imagine. I know Lo Mechazni. If Lo Mechazni means the walls are a little bit like this, then you're right. It's going to take longer for them to get dark. The Kol Dom Arvi actually goes in, even though we don't notice it. Okay. So anyway, that's Lo Mechazni. Right? Nowadays, we could probably get it to go straight. But that was a long time ago. Anyway, Kitzer, what is Tosa saying? Tosa referring to the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Kaf Ches. The Gemara in Yoma says, Slo Se Davram Avram Davram. Okay, don't ask me to the Yitzchak. Davram and they already Tosa asked that question. But the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Kaf Ches says, Avram Davram when the walls got dark, which let's assume most of the Farshim say means directly at high noon. High noon plus a second, plus a minute. Right, at 6 hours. So Rabbi Yosef, can we learn from Avram? So Rabbi says, yeah, maybe we can learn from Avram. And he says, no, this was Rabbi Yosef's question. If the Tefillah Simen comes from high noon, then why in our Mishnah does it say 6 and a half? If the Tefillah Simen comes from 6, Avram davened at 6, why in our Mishnah at 6 and a half? So, and they give three answers. One answer is, because the walls of the Beis HaMikdash weren't so straight. The other answer is maybe because Avram was better at telling time, because he was a better astronomer, or because he had more of a Ruach HaKodesh. What does the simple Pshat of Gemara in Yoma seem to say? That really you should, Avram vinu daven mincha at 6 hours. But we wait till 6 and a half hours because we don't know how to be medayik so much, because our walls are not straight enough to tell the exact time. Because our astronomy is not good enough, because our spiritual madrega connecting to the Sod Hashem Lireya of Ruach HaKodesh is not good enough. What does that mean? You could say, okay, it's comparing Avram Avinu to the Torah. Avram was before the Torah, and we're the Torah. But Tosos Maseches Nidus is very clearly, and I would say most Mefarshim and post all the Achronim assume by the time you get to Shulchan Aruch. Now, what does the Gemara in Yoma mean? Mida Oraisa, this man is 6 hours. That's when the sun starts setting. They are buying the rice at 6 hours. It's just Mida Rabban and you wait for 6 and a half hours because it's very hard to tell when 6 hours comes. Very hard to tell when 6 hours comes because it's so subtle, it's so slight. Maybe your walls aren't so straight. Maybe you're not so good at astronomy, etc. You're not Avram Avinu. And if we told you about it in 6 hours, you would daven at 5 3/4 hours, or 5 hours and 56 minutes, and it wouldn't be Yotzei. So as I'll say, wait another half hour till it's Nikeres, till you see the most obvious shadows, and it's very obvious after a half hour there are big shadows. And then, even if you make a mistake and Taka, you thought it was 6 and a half hours, and it was really 6 hours and 20 minutes, it's okay, you're still Yotzei. You're still Yotzei the Tumid, right? It's a big machlokes in Yotzei Mincha or not. But according to many, you're still Yotzei because it was after 6 hours. So that's the Shita of Tosos and all the Achronim assume this Lahalacha, that Midoraisa the Shira 6 hours. We're all the Halacha Lamaisa 6 and a half hours. Bain Ben Tamid, that's our Gemara. Bain Bitvila Simcha. We all know Mincha Gedolah is 6.5 hours just from our everyday halachic life. The machlokas is Rashi here says, like Pshat of the Gemara here, that it's Doraisa. Tosos here implies, and Tosos in Nida says very, very explicitly, and the Achronim assume that no, Nidoraisa is 6 hours, is only Midrabanan, that their goes are 6.5, so that you don't make a mistake, and the Achronim assume that's the Rapashut. They don't even question that. There could be theoretically two nafkaminas to this. Interesting discussions in the postgame, which the Achronim all analyze differently. But there are two fascinating machlokas in the postgame in Shulchan Aruch. Number one, if you daven mincha b'dyaved before 6.5 hours, are you yotzei? You know, the postgame could have discussed if you bring the Tamid Shulchan Arbayim b'dyaved before 6.5 hours, are you yotzei? But that's not something in Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch is written nowadays, and we don't have a base hamikdash. But b'dyaved, someone davens between 6 hours and 6.5 hours. Are they yotzei b'dyaved is a big... machlokes achronim. What does it say? What does it say here? the Mishnah Brura says that after 6 hours, before 6.5 hours, you're not even yotzei. One among the Rambam and others. Okay, that's a big machlokes. Achronim, the Shari Tshuva here. He doesn't bring, okay. Mishra only brings one side of this, but here's my focus. Achronim here is where Hatev says that Yaakov says Riyotze. Okay, my focus Achronim. It could be if you ask a very simple question. Zaman Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim Mita Oraisa. We all know Lamaisa at 6 hours, says Rashi in Psachim, 6.5 hours, right? The Nitiya Nikeris, right? The Nitiya Nikeris is what some of the Rishonim say, says Tosfos and the Achronim seem to take as Debra Pashat, 6 hours, right? 6 hours. What might be the nafkamina? So I said there are some interesting machlokes among the achronim about the d'yevet, and the real nafkamina would probably be the d'yevet or you'll take home to the arbay. That's just not going to be in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is one obvious. Hikriv, tamid, b'dyeved, bein sheish, l'sheish mefta. No yotza, or you'd say b'dyeved. That's the point of the gzeira. The point of the gzeira is do it after 6.5, because even if you make a mistake, it'll be after 6, and you'll be yotzei. The things that come up on the Shulchan Aruch are simen reish lamed beis. Reish lamed gimel. I meant. I apologize. Oh, you're following from the masifta. Good. Tell me if I missed anything. Simen reish lamed gimel. What about mispalel mincha? Bidi Eved Acher Sheish, right? Mincha Bidi Eved after 6 hours. You have the same focus, the Magna Rav and the Mishnah Brura and the Derech HaChaim and the Birkei Yosef. Clearly, according to Rashi, let's say Lo Minatza, which is the opinion of the Magna Rav, the Derech HaChaim. Derech HaChaim is the Nesivos. He wrote like instructions for the Seder. Some old Siddur, we still see Dalai Ches, Derech HaChayim, that's the Nesivos on Siddur, the Birkei Yosef, which is the Chidon, Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura, we're familiar with, say you're not Yotze, which would make sense according to Rashi. However, the Beis Yaakov, quoted by the Ber Hetev here, again, the Achronim all assume Tosos is right. They don't give credence to Rashi here, for reasons that we'll see soon. But they all assume Tosos is right, they don't give credence to Rashi here. So the Achronim say, no, the Machlokas is, when they Rabbanim made the Tekan of Mincha, did they, even though 6.5 hours only Xeru L'Chatkila by Tamid, maybe by Tefillas Mincha, 6.5 hours of Ma'akev, because they modeled Mincha not off the anchor din of Tamid, they modeled Mincha off the practical routine of Tamid. Right, that's a Sifta. Okay. That's the Achronim saying. Rechadash, okay, I'm sure other people also say it. Ulai Yatza, but again, the Achronim, I'm admitting right now, you go to the Achronim, you open up Shachar for the Achronim, there's only one side to this Tekira. They're not machshir both sides of the Tekira. Okay, I'll try to explain why I think it's not so pashut, but you could say, Ulai Lo Yatza, Ki Tiknu, Filas Mincha, Keneged, Haminhag, Behakrovas Atamid, the Lo Hadin. It's not that they said Tfilas Mincha has the din of the Zman of Korban Tamid. They said no. Tfilas Mincha is like what they practically did in the Tamid. And practically, they only did after 6.5 hours. Okay, I think it's Dachman, but that's what the Achronim read this Machlokes. The other Machlokes, Simon Tufnun Chest, if I'm not mistaken, Simon Tufnun Chest is, I don't know if anyone's Machman on that in this room on this. Anyone here Machman to bake your matzahs or Pesach after Matzos? Okay.
My neighbors.
And the rabbis are Machman. Nowadays, it's become a big fad. It's become one of these things people are Machman. If you know one of these things people are Machman nowadays, not because they're really so from, but because it's cool. There's still some people not because they're really so from. The big rabbis do it because they're big rabbis and they, they really are so from. But nowadays, it's become cool as well. It's become a bit of a fad. Major Matz, Terev, Pesach, so, because there is, maybe you do. And that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, you make matzahs, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Okay, lechachila, therefore, arguments a minhag. There are some shitas that you only don't say if you make it after Chatzos. Because you only don't say if you make it l'shma, and it only counts as l'shma. If you make it in this man, that matzah is relevant. Otherwise, matzah is l'shma. I'm baking this for the sake of matzah, in Adar. There is no such thing as matzah in Adar, right? Baking for the sake of matzah, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, when you said, hold your warning, that there's going to come to matzah, that's a shema. Anyway, Kenta, there is such a man to make it after Chatzos, says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafnun Ches. Interestingly, again, here, the evidence, no one's mocked with this, but yeah, the whole question is about Tfila, says the Shulchan Aruch, begin at Tafnun Ches, in what, oh, not Tafnun Ches, sorry,
yes.
Oh, no, Tafnun, yeah, yes. I just opened the wrong page, it is Tafnun Ches, thank you. I should have just read that in the chair. No, Yishlovodosh Matzah be'er Matzvitz be'er Pesach ad Achar Sheish Shavos. You do it after Chatzos. Here, what do you mean after Chatzos? Shouldn't have to be at least after in Bein Arayim, at least 6.5 hours. So here it gets more complicated. But how about Afias Matzos? The Erev Pesach. If you said Midoraisa Bein Harbayim is from Chatzos, then it would really justify this Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Says the Shulchan Aruch again, Acher Sheish Shavos. And quotes Mishnah Berurah here that the Magen Avraham, the Elio Rabba, and the Beis Meir say, like the Mechaber, Sheish Shavos. This is the Mechaber, and the Magen Avraham and the Elio Rabba and the Beis Meir. Okay, you can open your Mishnah and find a list of Achronim. However, the Bach and the Taz and the Chav Yaakov say no. Really, it's not after Sheish Shavos. The Torah quoted from Shon and Sheish Shavos and the Hilchos Daven. Really, after 6.5 hours, which is the opinion of the Bach and the Taz and the Chav Yaakov. So, what's the machlokes? The machlokes here as well. That's also Bein Arbayim. What's Bein Arbayim? Bein Arbayim, the rice is 6 hours. Then 6 hours is good enough. We don't think Xer on the minute about the Esmatzos. So, if you do one, nothing terrible is going to happen. But if this Mon Bein Arbayim is 6.5 hours, then of course you have to wait till 6.5 hours. If it's not 6.5 hours yet, then that is worthless. At least as far as we know now. Of course, by the time the Akronim gets to analyzing it, you read the Chav Yaakov, he says, no, we're not arguing about Rashi and Tosfos, but they're only no Tosfos here. I mean, they're no Rashi, they're not Rashi, Rashi. And therefore, if you look in the Achronim, they say, Achar Sheish U'mechza De Ve'inan Ba'an HaKorban
lechatchila.
Okay, one could make this a little more complicated because I'm assuming, like the Achronim assume, the Zman of Afiyas Matzos comes from the Zman of the Karban. If Yishev didn't come from the Zman of the Karban, that would change things. But let's leave that for now. Let's see where everyone's coming from and who's on whose side. So, who is on Rashi's side in our Sugya? Who's in our Sugya? In our Gemara, who's on Rashi's side? Rabbeinu Chananel, I admit, Rabbeinu Chananel here is tricky. The truth is, I wonder, either you have to say alumnus or you have to question the Gershon Rabbeinu Chananel. If you look, there's a very funny Rabbeinu Chananel before the character Brachos, who sounds more like the Rashi's side, but also it's not clear. The problem with Rabbeinu Chananel here is, I mean, the truth is, in the end, I think he's not on Rashi's side, but for a reason I haven't explained yet. But if you look at the words he says before he starts, by saying, my time of gain or my shush and maskal yom harin. Mash with the tchila shashvias. Who being shter of it? Tchila shashvias. He says that the ranks is the beginning of the seventh hour, not six and a half. And then towards the end of what he says, of Dina Natomic in Torah, Vishay Shalzumatza. So he is so certain himself. First he says, Mita Araisa Tchila Shashvias, which is 6 hours. Then he says, in Torah, Vishay Shalzumatza. L'chora, I could say some lumbus, but there's other things in Rabbeinu Chananel which I think will make it not true. L'chora, there's just some sofer or some mistake or something missing in Rabbeinu Chananel. Generally, your Rabbeinu Chananel are not the most reliable in the world. So I don't know. He started by saying explicitly he used the word Torah. He started using explicitly the word Daraisa and by using explicitly the word Benat Torah. And his sofer himself, so I'm not sure what to do with Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll say a lumbus, but we'll also explain why I think it doesn't help for Mechanel. Who says like Rashi here? The Meiri. What does the Meiri say here? The Meiri says very, very explicitly here. Says the Meiri. I don't know why I have such trouble with the Meiri. When I have the actual direction of the actual book in front of me. But what does he say here? He says, Tomid ha'erev min ha'torah zmano. A noticeable slant. Min d'oraisa means half an hour. The Meiri is super duper explicit that you need 6.5 hours. Min d'oraisa. Again, the Achronim are not matched this opinion, but the Meiri is super explicit. And apparently, this was makubal in Provence. Because even if you go to the slightly less famous Rishonei Provence, we have our Yonas of Lunil here. There aren't that many Rishonim you might have noticed on Pesach Sheni. Right? The only Rishonim who we're used to from the famous ones who are consistent in the 5th through 9th Prakim are the Tosfos Shantz. Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Rebbeinu end. Again, I'm sure there once was Tosfos Shantz, the Tosfos Rosh and Tosfos Rebbeinu in the 5th through 9th Prakim, meaning Tosfos writes an old Shantz without discriminating. But the question is what they bothered to copy over, you know, through the generations. So we only have Tosfos Shantz in the meeting. They're consistent. And then Rabbeinu David has a ha'ara every, you know, couple of dafim. And then there's some of the more obscure. Tosfos Rid has a ha'ara every once in a while. And then there's some of the more obscure shown here. One of them is the Yonas of Ilunel. If you look in Yonas of Ilunel here, he says the same thing as Meiri. Mida O'Raisa. Kol shos ha'chronos k'sheros ha'ayim mikinot etzol le'erev zel m'sheishu mechza. Sheshevesh nozol ma'arev etzel le'mizrach. Etc. Right? Okay, the Gersa is also a little unclear, but there's only one way to read it. So the real Nil and the Meiri are definitely, definitely on Rashi's side. Let us just ask, what do you do with, if you take these two approaches, right? 6.5 Minatora. Again, we brought one on the how do you explain our Gemara? Didn't our Gemara say the Din and the Mitzvah Doraisa? You, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe think 8.5 is Doraisa? No, I'll tell you Doraisa is 6.5. What do you do with our Gemara? Right? Sachim Nun Chesam Aleph. So this is Rashi is making shifts. But Rashi says it here. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That if he's saying Doraisa is 6.5, we just delay it 2 hours for the Durban doubles. So, well, how would Tosfos read our Gemara? So all the Achronim say, I don't think we need the Achronim. You'd say, no. There's two levels of Drabbanan. There's a Drabbanan, which is a very basic Drabbanan, Zera, to preserve the D'oraisa, like classic drabbanans, right? Don't carry in caramelists on Shabbos and etc. There's a classic drabbanan of keeping away from Avera of the Doraisa, and that's the way half an hour. Then there's the takana drabbanan for external reasons of Nadar and Nadavos, which adds 2 hours. When we say we add 2 hours to the Doraisa, our Gemara, Rava didn't mean he started with Doraisa. He meant he started with Doraisa and the very, very basic, important Zera Drabbanan, which gets you to 6.5. He says Din in Mitzvaso. When he says Din, he means Din Drabbanan. But he's contrasting the basic Din Drabbanan with the internal Din Drabbanan, let's say with the external Din Drabbanan. The internal Din Drabbanan gets you to 6.5, and he's calling that Din. And then, and he's not calling that adding, because that's internal. What he's doing with is adding for the sake of other korbanos, and therefore he doesn't say you add 2.5 hours to the deraisa to 8.5. Then you add 2 hours, because why? You're not adding 2.5 hours to the deraisa, you're adding half an hour, and then adding another 2 hours. But he's not interested in adding half hour, that's too obvious. That's internal, just to make sure you don't do it on Avera. He's only interested in adding the 2 hours, because that's external takana for the sake of running other things. So make the shy, I don't think it's so difficult. You just have to say that Rava started from the internal Dindrabanan of 6.5, and then discussed, you know, why did he ever say the rice at 6 Drabanan and half an hour? Because that's not our topic now. Our topic now is not the internal Dindrabanan to make sure you do a tumid right. Our topic is the other factors that come into play, the other carbonos, and therefore it's not crazy that when he says, "Hey, what is he? It's a bus of Tavish Yenotot Soler by time of the Omer Krah," then he means 6 hours. Omer Krah, the Torah said 6 hours, but the mitzvah is 6.5 hours because the Torah said 6 hours, and everyone knows you have to be on the safe side. And then some days we go back to the Iker Din, which is being on the safe side of the Doraisa, being on the safe side of the Doraisa. He's not calling it Takana now; he's dealing with real Takana, not with being on the safe side. I think you could say that now, certainly. No, because some of the right lechomim you really don't know. Being on the safe side means even if you think you know, you have to be choshesh that you'll make a mistake, or if you don't make a mistake, the next day I'll make a mistake tomorrow. I don't think your mamash don't know. That's something the right side. I mean, you think you know, but you might make a mistake. That's Xerah Drabanan. Okay, what about the Gemara in Yoma? Daf Chav Chesamid Beis. This is very nicha. According to Tosos, again, the Rebbeinu Hananel has a totally different shot there. He says Meshach Mikali is nothing but 6 verses 6.5, which is 7 verses 6.5, and a whole weird shot. If you want to, we're not getting into it now. Look, again, we're going to come out by the in Yoma, but I ended Brachos. There were Rabbeinu Hananel in Yom. And yeah, but I think he says this in Brachos about the word Yoma. Or is it the same Yoma? I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're not getting into it now. Oh, maybe it's Taka right here in Yoma. He does. He brings down this machlokas. Okay, we're not getting into this stop there. Sorry, right? Kids, sir, this is Nikhil Kapshuto. Really, Avraham Avinu adopted in 6 hours. Just we might make mistakes, so we have to add. What would Rashi say about the Gemara in Yoma? I'm not 100% sure what Rashi would say about the Gemara in Yoma, but I just want to point out that that the Gemara is not contrasting the din nowadays with what it says in the Chumash of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara is contrasting the din then. Tosafot would be 100% right. Ah, what we do nowadays is opposed to what Hashem told Moshe. That's not what the Gemara is contrasting. Rather, what we do nowadays is opposed to what Avraham Avinu did. Right? So it could be, and it could be. What we do nowadays is different than what Avraham Avinu did, because we do the din Torah, din Doraisa. And Avraham Avinu didn't do the din Doraisa. After all, even if the others kept Kol Torah Kula, maybe, and first of all, it's not so clear, it's almost kept to Kula, if we see the union kept their abundance, right, because Man Minchel Kuli Alba is Drabana, but maybe they kept it in their own way somehow, right? That's the whole question. What a gap to marry two sisters, maybe they're their own way of keeping the Raisa. So when Avram kept his Raisa, because his situation, he kept it a little differently than the real Raisa. But I think that's what you would say. He was mechavel the Ratzon HaTorah, and when he was mechavel the Ratzon HaTorah, that's different than what the Torah was gozer. Because when the Torah is gozer, it's gozer for Kali, for all people through the generations. When Avraham was mechavel the Ratzon HaTorah, he was mechavel the Ratzon HaTorah, not as a Kali thing for all generations. He was mechavel the Ratzon HaTorah on the workings of the Torah logically for his exact particular situation, right? That explains a lot of things, right? The Ramban says Yaakov could marry Eliyarius, right? The Achos Ishto, because he was in Chutzlaretz. So why can't I go to Chutzlaretz and do Eliyarius? The answer is no. He is Machaveh, the inner workings of the Torah. He understood the difference between Chutzlaretz and Eretz Yisrael. Again, I don't necessarily think that means all Arias and Chutzlaretz, even these Yaakov being here, but at least this one of the Arias. But for us, the Torah gives general rules to apply in all times and places, because that's the difference between the mechav into spiritual reality and a system of law based on spiritual reality. So I think what you could easily say is just say no. Abraham davened at 6, but din Torah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu is 6.5. It's not that Avram did it in Torah and the Rabbanim were machmir. Avram did things. And Hashem was machmir and Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so I think we can get out of the course either way. Lemaisa, both of these are defensible, at least so far. The truth is that, okay, here you're going to force me to say Kiddushin. There are three answers in the Mar Yoma. The second answer is Avram was a better astronomer. The third answer is, it's not clear what the third answer means. It's just Avram was a Rosh Hashiva. Not clear what that has to do with anything. But the Mefarshim say it means he had Ruach HaKodesh and knew the time of the day he Ruach HaKodesh. Those second and third answers say, yeah, Avram had Ruach HaKodesh or special knowledge of astronomy, but the Torah was given to us, and therefore the Torah says 6.5. The first answer says the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are not Mechav Nituva. What I think it might mean, even if that's not what Rashi says there, is that maybe Avram davened when the walls were dark. We say, then why wait for 6.5 hours? And maybe the answer is the walls of the Beis HaMikdash are dark in 6.5 hours, and maybe that's also what we mean by Avram. Maybe Avram davened when the walls of the Beis HaMikdash got dark in 6.5 hours. So you could even say Avram davened in 6.5 hours if you wish to put the first answer. You could say. Or you could be inclined to say, not the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls in general, when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, we knew that we're not as good architects as Avram Avinu. Okay, you might even say, this is my Kiddush, which Leah forced me to say against my will, that maybe when the Gemara says the walls of the Beis HaMikdash didn't get dark till 6.5, means go back, and that's what I meant by Avram Avinu. He davened when we see walls get dark, which is 6.5. Not that his walls were better. Maybe they were, I don't know. Okay, anyway, Efsher. Okay, but let's leave it for now. Now, yes?
Is it possible that Rashi is like, he doesn't explicitly say we did it there. I said, Kol Shei Shos HaProgos.
Aha! Good point. You're reading the Rashi before the one I read, right?
Yeah, he also says, Kula Tekwantanova.
Okay, so, okay, good. So, hold that thought for a moment. Let me just point out first, before we get to that, meaning we're going to need a lot of work in Rashi's, and as a matter of fact, we need some work for the Meir Real Mill too, as I'll explain in a moment. But first, let me point out that the phrase Bein Arbayim is a very funny phrase. Every word, even in a secular legal text, right, is very tricky to know exactly what it means. Kalshi came in a legal text in which has to do with more important things than secular law. We have to be very didactic, and every word is very complex. So even as Akev is about to say about Boker, we're not sure exactly which hours are called Boker. But we at least know, we don't necessarily know the halachic implications and boundaries of Boker. We at least know what the word Boker means. We at least know the grammar of Boker and the syntax of Boker, right? We don't know the details, but we know what a Boker is. A Boker is a morning. Why is Boker called a morning? Because Boker is the word for the morning. What is Bein Harbayim means? We know what an Erev is in the Chumash. But what is Bein Harbayim? Bein Harbayim is a funny lashon, which is used a lot in the Chumash. And it's not so clear exactly what it means. Okay, if we want to be a little more liberal with our interpretation here. Again, I don't mean liberal by modern political standards. I just mean broad in allowing non-traditional interpretations that have nothing to do with contemporary politics. Ibn Ezra is very convinced that Bein Harbayim means, and this is a really Pshuta Shalmikra, perhaps? It's always hard to say Pshuta Shalmikra. Pshuta Shalmikra is a little bit in the eye of the beholder sometimes. He's very convinced Bein Harbayim means the evening, not the afternoon. Right? Bein Harbayim to Chlu Basar of a Boker, Tis Melachim means eat Basar for dinner. he's very convinced Beinu Rabbi means the evening, and then he has to be very nidchak. Right? You know, not very nidchak. Even Ezra has an advantage that we don't have, which is that he has no compunctions about interpreting the Chumash not according to Chazal. So he has a lot more latitude, and, you know, he's not as constrained. He said, yeah, what does it mean? It's Kevshin to Beinu Rabbi. You can bring in the evening, like in the late afternoon. What does it mean? Shachtos of Vokalda still Beinu Rabbi. You bring the Karban Pesach in the evening, like what we call Beinu Shmashos. Okay, so that's Ibn Ezra, but that has nothing to do with traditional Orthodox Judaism. Ibn Ezra also kept halacha al-pi chazal. He just had a shita that you can farsh the mikra differently. Anyway, Lemaisa, clearly, the Tumah Shel Beinu Rabbi could start at 6 or 6.5 hours. Truly doesn't mean evening. And Karban Pesach as well could start, we'll see in the Gemara a few times in the middle of the day. So what is how does Beinu Rabbi mean the afternoon? So this is a fundamental machlokes, Rishonim with is mitpatzel, splits into other machlokos among the Rishonim. But the fundamental machlokes is between Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan here. Yamin and Noach and I are working on more conditions of Rabbi Yochanan, which you haven't perfected yet. But just on a very simple level, what is Bein Harbayim between the Erevs? What are these Erevs that it's between? If Bein means between. So, says Rabbi Chananel, something that we're not used to, because we grew up with Chumash and Rashi, says Rabbi Chananel there, no, what's between the Erevs? Erev means night, between last night and tonight. What's halfway between last night and tonight? High noon, right? Chatzos between last night and tonight. So it's like, Shingi's not saying Harbayim means you bring it at noon. And it doesn't mean you only bring it exactly at noon. It means you can bring it at noon or a little bit after, you know, or after that. So, you know, bring it at noon or, you know, whenever you can after noon. But says Rabbi Chananel, Beinu Rabbayim is between the nights. Noontime is between the nights because it's halfway in between last night and tonight. Okay, that is, you want to know what? Bein Harbayim, says Rabbi Chananel, he says it means between the nights and therefore equals noon, which is halfway between last night and tonight, which is why I have a lot of trouble believing that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rashi in this, even though he says that, but he also says the opposite. I have a lot of trouble believing he holds like Rashi, because he holds between the two nights. Between the two nights is noon. It has nothing to do with whether the shadows are noticeable or not. It has nothing to do with whether the sun is leaning in a noticeable fashion. It's just in between the two nights. In between the two nights is clearly sheshos, high noon. 6.5 hours has nothing to do with in between the two nights. So, I find it hard to believe that Rabbi Yochananel would hold like Rashi. Okay, but what does Rashi say? Says Rashi. Rashi's not here, but we're going to dump it here. Quotes Rashi and Chumash. Rashi also says it means between, but he has a different meaning of between. He says between meaning halfway point. Rashi, between means any time between them. Any time between them. And what are our buy-in for Rashi? Means Erev, he says, Loshen Choshech the Neshef. Not Neshef in the modern Hebrew usage, but Neshef in the biblical usage, which is another word for Choshech. Erev means darkness, between the darkening of the day and the darkening of the night. The darkening of the day is when the sun starts to sink from its zenith. Because keep in mind, in the morning, the day is brightening and brightening and brightening until you get to high noon. Then it slowly, slowly darkens and darkens and darkens. The darkening of the day is when the sun starts to descend from its zenith. The darkening of the night is when the sun sets. So, Arbayim equals darkenings, meaning between Erev Hayom, the sun descending, and Erev Halayla, I think this is Lashon, which is the sun setting. Between the sun beginning to descend and the sun setting, that's when you bring the Karban, which is between when the sun starts setting and when it finishes setting. The Rebbe David here disagrees with Rashi. David here, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, I have a slightly different shot. Misolo shel Ramban in the Perusha Torah. This is based on the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, they're in Shmos. Rashi and the Ramban say about from Pesach, but they don't mind. He's going to buy it. It's a word. It's based on the Ramban. So the Ramban, and the Ramban doesn't say it exactly this way, but it's more or less. The Ramban and Rabbi David, what do they say? He has a different shot in Bain. He's fundamentally on Rashi's side in terms of the Ramban. Ramban and Rabbi David, he says Bain doesn't mean between, but Bain means within. Okay, his rayas are questionable. He brings all these psukim where Bain means someone within something. The only thing is they're always also in between them. He's between the plant, the trees, and the bushes. Yeah, he's within the bushes. He's also between bushes. Okay, but that's his chat. You know, it's not our job to question his chat. He says it means within, and what is our bayim? Our bayim would not be two things then, because you're not within two things, you're within one thing. Our bayim just says sometimes you use a lashon rabim for something that's gutted if it has a lot within it. For a large singular item, you can use lashon rabim. It says, never is it many hours called our bayim. But he says right here, Yesh Bein Mavdil, this Bein is not Mavdil, but Betoch. Which again, Yesh L'ayim, if he's right or wrong grammatically, but we're not doing grammar now. And therefore he says, Betoch Arbayim, which means anytime in the Arbayim, and why is it called Arbayim and not Erev? Because it's many hours that are called Erev. So he says, what does it mean? Arbayim equals Erev. Erev equals the time that the sun is descending. Okay, he ends up pretty similar to Rashi. It's about the time the sun is going down, and not on the in-between last night and tonight, which gets through a different way. For our purposes, I think they're pretty similar. How would this tie in? And here's where I think that I'm sort of stuck with Rabbeinu Hananel. I think if you take Rabbeinu Hananel's shot, you're really forced to sustain like Tosfos. Right? How would you say, Psh, hey, Rush, dang, Harbayim, Rabbeinu Hananel shot, you're forced to say like Tosfos, because 6.5 hours is not in between any two nights. Give me a second, Noach. However, if you think Rashi and Ramban are reading David's shot, then it just depends. Then you go either way. It's basically when the sun starts to descend. Does that mean the sun starts theoretically immeasurably to descend? Or the sun starts noticeably to descend? Rashi says, for the beginning of the darkening, does that mean theoretically we know there's some culture of darkening? Or does that mean there's a noticeable darkening? I think you go either way in terms of that. So I think that Rashi / Rabbeinu David could go both ways, right? So I think Rashi would go the way, perhaps, if that's really true to Rashi, which we'll see, which we'll see soon. But if you say it's about getting dark, you can say getting a cold shoe dark or getting noticeably dark. Those are both options. There have been a phenomenal, I think you have to say, again, Rashi, in which case I'm just forced to say I have no choice. I mean, he says, get in Torah, Bashai, Shesha, Sebekta, Wabda, Akkor, Uzzet, Sofer. You really said at the beginning that before I saw, it's from after 6 hours.
I just don't have to say you have a chance to roll that whole day at night. That's what I can say. We've been around 7 hours. Well, you see, like, Rashi, that's Nikar, Shali Erev, and first is going to happen. The Gemara says it's about the shade.
The Gemara says that, the Gemara does say Niki, not to Tzili Erev, but what would Tosfos do with Ki, not to Tzili Erev? Well, we go right at 6. Either they'd say that, no, we don't write it at 6, but Rav's already taking into account the Rabbanah, they need a Netiyah. Or he'd say, no, Miki Natu Netiyah Kol Shu. Netiyah Kol Shu is at 6 hours and 1 second. Who says Netiyah means 6.5? The Rishon say Netiyah means Keres 6.5. But you have a Netiyah right after noon. So I don't think that proves anything. Okay, now here gets the tricky part. Shadows, but that's I mean, my rough can be shadows based on darkness, right? But you want the shadows to be, there are shadows in the morning also. There are just many shadows in the morning. You want the shadows when the sun is in the west. There. Right, okay, when you're in the shadows. Right. Which again, you know, and therefore being careless of the sun. Okay, I hear it, but I'll think about it. Okay, well, let's see. What's the problem with Rosh Hashanah? Why do all the Achronim, Mamish, Lo Sofrim, they're not Mamish of Rosh Hashanah? They only go with Tosfos here. So, let's look at Rashi's in a few places. First of all, Rashi in Brachos and Shabbos sounds reasonably like Rashi here. If all I had was Rashi here and in Brachos and in Shabbos, I would be pretty, I'd rest pretty easy. I'd get a lot of sleep at night. Because what does Rashi say in Shabbos? I will read it. It's not as explicit because he's not using the word midoraisa. You know, it's only Pesachim that he hears about the word midoraisa because the whole machlokas from Shulam and Rav off the raisa off the bottom. That's their main concern. And these other sugars, their main concern is not what's the raisa and what's the bottom. And nonetheless, says Rashi, his cholas man in Shabbos totally are by him. He might pull a haradim. He has to shovel the mala. The beginning of this man is when it starts to set from Chatzis Sheva. Why? And he says, yeah, because Chatzis Sheva is about Sheva Chamo, but it's Rosh Kol Adam. Because it's in the middle of the sky for a half hour before noon and a half hour afternoon. He does not, he makes it sound like that's the Ikra Din. Really, sounds like that's the Ikra Din. When the sun starts to set, which is a half hour later, and Brachos says the same thing, not to read it because it's almost a good word, Rashi and Brachos, right? Akach Mashma in Rashi, Brachos, and Shabbos. What's tricky? What's tricky is two other Rashis in Pesachim. Two other Rashis in Pesachim, the Hayim and Aleph. I think I have some of the Hayim based, of course. Everyone remember. Rashi and Hayim and Aleph decided to give them a base. What does Rashi say on Pesachim, the Hayim and Aleph? Says Rashi, Pesachim, the Hayim and Aleph, Ushchitas Pesach Zmana Mitchila Sheva. For the beginning of the seventh hour, meaning 6 hours without a half. To Bain Arbayim, and that's Bain Arbayim, for no Tachamas on Shiloh. It's already leaning. What do you mean? It's already tilting right after 6 hours. Right, it's not so noticeable, but it's there. If you're a good astronomer, you'll see it. Right, it's true. And then he quotes the Gar Yoma, that the Avram davened at 6 hours. What did we see? Yeah, we are a little more machmir, but that's not the derisive of Bain Arbayim. In Dahe is explicitly like Tosos. And not only that, in Dah Sani Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi is explicitly like Tosos. In Dah Sani Gimel Amid Beis, says Rashi, that Debein are buying Sumi Katamid, the Tamid Avi Shinisha Vashishu Mefza, even though Shaman is Shishu Mefza, very foolish, one of the Torah, it's Gila Shabba Elash, as well as that family is Afi Parimar. That's very foolish, we don't write since 6 hours. It's only Rabbana, and you have to wait for 6.5 hours. This man in a Torah, he says, the man in a Torah is 6 hours. That's the sun starts to lean to turn. We might not notice so easily, but it's there. Okay, so that's a stira. That's the stira we have to deal with. Rashi here versus Rashi in the Hain Bachsad Gimel. And it's not just a stira Rashi. The stira Rashi is a hell of a song. The problem with is that, not a stira Rashi, it's the Gemara in the Hain Bachsad Gimel. That's the stira. Why are all the Achronim not Machshav Rashi at all? Because they didn't have a copy of the Reed and Mill in Israel? No. I mean, that's true. But it's because it's just not true. It's against two Gemara. It's not against two Rashi. Rashi and Dafhe and Sadi Gimel don't function the Gemara there. Who remembers Dafhe? How does Rava say why we know that Chametz is Asur from Sheish to Osulamala? Why is Chametz Asur from 6 hours and on? Because of the Pasuk? So when do you shech the Korban Pesach? 6 hours and on. So it's Bein Arbayim. 6 hours and on. Did anyone ever say Chametz only us for 6.5 hours? Never heard anyone say, not for the not for the not for this, not for that, not for that. You learned the whole first parak, and you never had a glimmer of a shadow of a havamin of an echo that Chametz should be also for 6.5 hours and on. That was not in the conversation. Obviously, comes to us to rice every 6 hours. Number portion. Why? So some people say ach kalik, but one of the days in the Gemara is Moshe Shkano. So it's not the peak. It's the man of the Gemara Pesach. So we see this man of the Gemara Pesach 6 hours. So shalom on Yisrael. So it's the Gemara that's against this chat. We're seeing why they are going. one of the basic Gemaras, one of two basic Gemaras underlying all of our controversies about Zman Yago. What is it saying? There it has a machlok and a derech rechokah, right? Let's forget Rabbi Eliezer, Sigmund Bar Shapiro, who reads derech rechokah to Pshuto. What does derech rechokah mean? You're too far away to make it, even if you travel. Okay, what does that mean? And what's the gender of derech rechokah? Again, we're taking Pshuto. We're not talking about Rabbi Eliezer. What is derech rechokah? What is too far to make it if you travel? If you had started traveling last log, well, Omer, you would have made it even from the moon. Right? No. Obviously, you have to draw the line somewhere. You have to figure which means of transportation and how long you should travel. So they draw the line in a logical way. Okay. It's actually, it's a little more complicated, but let's say the simple way. It's that you're too far to make it there in half a day. Why are you too far to make it there in half a day? Because, let's say we're Rashi and Simshan Gemara, because the Chi of Korban Pesach is at Chatzos. And the last time to bring it, I mean, according to the Mishnah, the last time to bring it is at the end of the day. Basically, you have half a day to bring it. So when the Chiyav is Chal, we don't start walking before the Chiyav. When the Chiyav is Chal Chatzos, you have to start walking. If you, within 6 hours, you can make the Beis HaMikdash, then you're Derech Krova. If you started walking when the Chiyav is Chal, you're naked. If you're more than 6 hours walking the Beis HaMikdash, you're Derech Rechoka. Even if you started walking when the Chiyav is Chal, you still wouldn't make it. But what is the assumption of the Gemara? It's not Rashi, it's a Gemara. The Chi of Korban Pesach is Chal at 6 hours, not 6.5. We don't say, if you can make there 5.5 hours from the Haskat HaChiyuv until the Sofa Zman. It's 6 hours, so we have two Mefurish Margin Pesachim that the Zman starts at 6 hours, not 6.5 hours. And Nafkamina for something else. Nafkamina Daf Hei for Isser Chameitz. And Nafkamina Zatzan Gimel for Geder Derech Rechoka, that it's what you could walk in 6 hours. That's how they get an OD and with them, 15 mil, okay, Ayin Shom, not ain't come up in Paris. So we have two Mefurish Gemaras of 6 hours. And Rashi on those two Gemaras is Meshate Fulai. He goes along with those two Gemaras and associates himself. So what do you do with Rashi? And with the Gemaras? A, let's start with what do you do with Rashi? To be Miyasha the Stira. And B, then, if we can give ourselves the latitude to forget Rashi and just say, what would the Rimi Lenil and the Meiri say? What would we do with the Gemaras? We'll ask ourselves that question also. And we'll come to a surprise, and I'll apologize for not putting two things on the Korah sheet, but I'll pretend it's not because I wasn't organized, but because I wanted to have build up a lot of suspense and then have a great experience of discovery. You know what, Chaim, can you get the board for me?
Yes.
How do we deal with the Sira and Rashi? Again, we'll start with only giving answers that work for Rashi, not answers that work for the Gemara. Right? We'll restrict ourselves. We'll take away our fun. Only answers that will work within Rashi. Just give me a second here. Trying to avoid the obstacle course. I'm insulted. You don't bring the one from the Chasanism. That's Mutzimach discussion with kids also. A real professional knows which tools you need for what and which you don't. So here's the stira. The pshat of our Gemara in Pesachim and Rashi in a few places.
AB wrote me that there's some problem with the Bible.
AB, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And now it's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's try to figure this out. Here we have the pshat of the Gemara in Pesachim. Just stick with Pesachim. Nun chesam and aleph for both sides. And Rashi Shom. And Brachos. And Shabbos, fine. And here we have the pshat of the Gemara. Not the pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara. Gemara, Pesachim, Daf Hei Yom Aleph, and Rashi Shom. And the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Beis, and Rashi Shom. How are we miyashe this stira? Who wants to tell me how to miyashe the stira? Or let's say importantly. Okay, so I have three ways to miyasha the steer in Rashi. Two of which are boring, and one of which might not be too not boring. One way to miyasha, and I'm sure these are in the Achronim and Chaim can quote me who says it in the Sefer. But one way, I don't always fall into the trap of counting, of name dropping. Well, how do miyasha the steer? So one way to miyasha the steer is just to say that Rashi here is lavdavka. When Rashi says Minatorah 6.5 hours in the Tiani Keres, he doesn't really mean Minatorah. He really means exactly the same as Tosfos. He really means like Zera Drabbanan to make sure you don't make a mistake. When he calls it the Oraisa and he calls it Minarbayim, he means that, no, this is like a very serious Zera Drabbanan that's meant to protect the Oraisa. But he doesn't really, that's one answer that this is that really he holds like Tosfos. And here, it's Lav Davka. He really means me the Oraisa Sheish and Ke'en the Oraisa Nitiya Nikeres B'Sheish Umechta. Ah, he says here in our Sugya, he says Mita Oraisa, Chatzi, Sheva, Ve'elach, etc. But what does he say? Mita Oraisa all 6 hours. The Hainu, which means Chatzi, Sheva, Ve'elach. What do you mean saying? Mita Oraisa is all 6 hours, really all 6 hours. What that means practically, if you want to be careful and make sure not to violate it, is 6.5 hours. Really, Beinar Bayim means 1 second afternoon. But what it means practically, since for half hour afternoon the sun's hard to notice, it means half hour afternoon. I'm not saying I like it. But you could say that if you want to be nitchak. Okay, if you're going to argue with me that it's dachak, then I know.
He also says cool
if they have to refine
here, which implies that there's, he's trying to imply there's more of a dachak than just the
things. No, because I think kula means all the parts of the Mishnah, 8.5, 7.5. Okay, but I could be. The other option is to say that Rashi thinks it's a machlokas amarayim. Rashi thinks kufa this chak, here is a machlokas amarayim. Why would we say that? Because someone pointed out before that, first of all, what would boost these two pshatim and Rashi? A, all the pshatim and Rashi would boost it by the previous Rashi, the first one after Gemara. Bein Arbayim, Mishay Shosul Amalah, Shetzel Loter, Bein Arbayim. In Rishuva Levi, it says for 6 hours Bein Arbayim, that's necessary, right? If you want to split it up, you have to talk about 6 hours, 2.5 an hour, 2.5. So if Rishuva Levi says 6 hours, why in Rav does it say 6.5? So you might say, we're assuming Levi's discussing Doraisa. Rav is discussing Ke'en Doraisa, the Drabbanan, that's very similar based on the Doraisa. Or you could say, no, Rabbi Shulman Levi holds one way, Rav holds another way. If so, then each sugya holds something different. Okay, a dining yesh la'ayin tzas, because Rav appears in two conflicting sugyas, but maybe there are two different swords within Rav. Maybe you could say it's a machlokes. One way of saying it's la'davka. One way of saying it's a machlokes. Rava Khan and the Gemara in Brachos and the Gemara in Shabbos hold 6.5 Minatorah, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi Khan and the Gemara on Daf Hey and the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Gimel of an Aleph, they hold like Tosos that it's Sheish Minatorah. Okay, again, why is this a little tough? Because, how did Rashi know that each Gemara held that and what gave him the right to hold that had to work out so neatly? I don't know. I mean, he knew it from Martin Hayden and Daf Hayden, not the center people held until they said 6 hours. How did he know it's the other Gemaras? Okay, you have to come up with a reason. The Achron, I'm sure, have reasons in the center. But you can say it's a machlokas. Okay, that's also a bit of a cheap answer because everything can be a machlokas. However, what does the Rav, what do the briskers say? The Rav says, right? Is the Rav in the Masifta?
No.
You should send a letter to the editor. And this is what the Rav says. It's quoted in the Harei Kedem. No, not Sakhish, it's Spirit. But Spirit is the same for the Sakhish. What did the Rav say? The Rav says a very fancy letter. Says the Rav, and he starts also with Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rav here. Rabbi Shimon Levi. In Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rashi says 6 hours. He says 6 hours. Why 6, not 6.5? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi is not yet talking about when you bring the Tum, it just theoretically what's the time. theoretically, the time is from 6 hours, but you have to split it in half, and you get to 8.5 hours. In rough, what does Rashi say? All 6 hours, which means 6.5. What's this lashon of Rashi says to Rav? Midaraisa kol sheish shofar, all 6 hours are kosher. The hinder, which means from half, from 6.5 hours. How's all 6 hours from 6.5? Yeah, you could have read it as he means all 6 hours no raisa and 6.5 midrabanan, which we're calling a bonus. You could say he means all some of all 6 hours, half of the first hour and all of the next 5. Or says the Rav, no, there's a tzitzit in here. There's 2 different levels here. There is the, and this is a very brisk remark because it's like really an abstract property. There's the ikar's man of the karbon, and then there's the mitzvah's hakrava befall. The ikar.
In the name of Moshe Feinstein.
Not Rav Moshe Feinstein. He's not a brisker. It would be Rav Michal Feinstein, right? Reish Mem or Reish Yudmem?
Reish Yudmem.
Yeah, that's Rav Michal Feinstein. That's a brisker, right? He's the son-in-law of the brisker Rav. Yeah. So again, that's the brisker Masara. Of course, the Rav and the Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't say such brisker parts usually. But Michal Feinstein is the son of the brisker Rav. He's the same as our salvation, just different color, different color suit. Singer. It's okay. I'm Michal Masifta. They quote all the Rav's words in the name of his cousins. So what does Rav Michal Feinstein say? He says that the Rav has brought down in the Sefer HaKetev, says the Rav, says there's Svetina. There's the definition of this man of the Karban and the mitzvah of when to actually be Makrabit. Now, I admit this is very abstract. If they say it's too subtle for you, I will have sympathy. I will have sympathy, meaning I'm not convinced this is Mashiach, this chat. Even if Rav Michal Feinstein also said it. But he says, no, there's 2 levels. Because where does he pick up on? He picks on something very good about the stira. Notice, the stira is from Daf Hei and Daf Sadi Gimel, which are both not about actually bringing in Karban Pesach. They're just about when the theoretical Zman is. Whenever the theoretical Zman is, that's when Chametz becomes Aser. Whenever the theoretical Zman is, that's when you have to start walking to define Derek Rechoka. These are our Gemara is talking about when you makrif it. The Gemara Brachos is talking about when you daven it, right? These are talking about what the Zman is laying and learning something else from there. So the Rav's picking up on a difference between the sugya. He's not making up lumpness for no reason. Right? He's picking up on a difference between the sugyas. This, the topic, is actual hakrava. Over here, the topic is learning some other halacha from the Zman HaKrava, such as the Isser Chameis or the Geder of Derech Rechoka. We're not actually talking about when you bring it. We're talking about how to learn something else from the Zman HaKrava. While over here, we're talking about when you bring it. So he says, let's put 2 and 2 together, says the Rav, and that's the Tzvei Dinim, says the Rav, Tzvei Dinim. The Zman HaKarban Be'etzem, right, again, I apologize for using code words. The fundamental Zman of the Karban, what is this Zman Midoraisa Mina Torah? The Zman of Karban Be'etzem Mina Torah is Hatzot from 6. This is the afternoon Karban. The afternoon starts at 6. But Midoraisa, not as a Xera, as a Doraisa, but the mitzvahs hakrava befoal, right? Classic brisker befoal and batsim distinction. I don't know if that's the word that the Pisces uses. The classic brisker befoal batsim distinction. Min haTorah, not as exera, is 6.5. Meaning, it's subtle. The zman of the carbon is the afternoon. You want to know those shishka alchamis dam zivchi? The zman of dam zivchi is the afternoon. I assume you'd be guilty to the eved midoraisa from Chatzot, so the Rav implies that. And he says, what's this similar to? He says, let's go back to Rishuv and Levi. But Rishuv and Levi said 8.5 hours. This is big mucker. Do you think about it, Rishuv and Levi, you weren't Yotzei if you brought it at 8 hours? No, but some of you were Yotzei if you brought it at 8 hours. Just like mitzvah, the Rav said to bring it 8.5 hours. I mean, you're Yotzei whenever you brought it. The mitzvah is to center it. and you center it at 8.5 to 9.5 hours. This man is the afternoon. But the mitzvah is the center in the afternoon. Likewise here, this man is the afternoon. But the mitzvah is, you don't have to center it in the afternoon. But you have to do it when it's nicker that it's the afternoon. Not when it's nicker so that you don't make a mistake. When it's nicker to demonstrate that you're doing it for the afternoon. Midoraisa, it's not enough to do it in the afternoon. You have to do it in a way that demonstrates that it's being done for the sake of the afternoon. That demonstrates that it's connected to the afternoon. Therefore, you have that there'd be visible shadows. There'd be visible shadows because you have to be macrovid in a way that demonstrates that it's coming because of the afternoon. Okay, that is a big finish. This monochrome is the afternoon, but the mitzvah sakrova is to do it in a way that demonstrates the connection with the afternoon. And that is when there is Natiya Nikaris.
This isn't my question. It's not. You have the person has the right to make like a Svei Din if there's like if you can prove that there are two korus. But like here there's one.
You're saying the Hesh Tase. I always said sincere, right? You can't just make up Svei Din. You have to have two Makoros. Where are the two Makoros these Svei Dinim? Because both Makoros seem to be Bein Harabayim for the Rav. The Rav doesn't mention other Makor. I haven't checked the Kiddushe Hagrim of Rebbechel Feinstein. But I assume he just copied the Rav. Probably just great minds think alike. Meaning, if you're coming from a similar Masora, you learn similar ways of thinking. So great minds aren't going to think alike if they're coming from different Masoras because they haven't been trained to think that way. But they train to think the same way. Great minds will think alike. It's a good question. And it's a good question. I have to say, I'm not convinced the Rav is Mashiach here. And one of the reasons is because he doesn't have two Makoros. The other reason is just it's very subtle. I'm not sure I have a better pshat on Rashi. I don't have a fourth pshat on Rashi. I have a better pshat, but not a Rashi. You notice all the Arab is not in the Chumash? No, no, no. You need two Makoros in the Chumash, they two need in Doraisa. You need two Makoros in the Chumash. Yeah, basically we have things. We're interpreting Bein Arvayim in two different ways. One Be'etzem and one Befoma. But shouldn't need two pshat like that. Okay, you say you need to one pasuk on two different levels. But I admit it's far from Pashut. Okay, that's Rashi. I'm admitting that the Rav Shad of Rashi. It's very nice because it's sensitive to the context of the different Gemara. Our Gemara is about Tum and Mishkat. Those Gemara is about everything else in the world, but just indirectly learned from Pesach Mishkat. Okay, but this is for Rashi. But let's forget Rashi. Let's talk about the Gemara Psachim Nun Shad of the Gemara Psachim Nun Ches. You know, we'll add the Meiri and the Reb Nil. Or whoever you want. First is forget Rashi. The Gemara on Daf Hey and Daf Tzadi Gimel on the base. Forget what Rashi says here. What is the most obvious difference, Rabosai, in the whole world between the topic of our Gemara and the topic of those two Gemaras? Louder! Our Gemara is about Tum and Mishkat. I understand. Tum and Mishkat also has to do with Shechting the Pesach. But our Gemara is not talking about the Zmana Pesach. So the Zmana Tamid, right? The Zmana Tamid, you know, it's still the Erev. Sometimes you can wait for the Bar Mitzvah, sometimes we make it earlier for Pesach, etc. We're talking about the Zmana Tamid. Daf Hey Amud Aleph is not discussing the Tamid at all. Well, Shishka Al Chavit Zav Zim, talking about the Karban Pesach. Daf Tzedek Gimel Amud Beis is discussing the Karban Pesach. Now again, I know that Lechatchila, the Pesach should be after the Tamid, so who cares? Remember, that's all Lechatchila tells us. Right? What do we say? It's the most obvious. Here, the topic is Zman HaTamid. Over here, the topic is Zman HaPesach. And the answer is obvious. Again, Rashi is not going to give us the answer because Rashi on Tzad Gimel Beis explicitly says, I'm also going to have Tamid. Okay, so he didn't hold this way. But here, I think is the, if you ask me, what would I say from you to you nil? I might be stuck with Rashi. I'm not going to stop with the Rashi and have to go onto the rug because I know it was better pshat, even though it was very subtle. I'm going to say no pashat. The Zman HaTamid Min HaTorah is 6.5, but the Zman HaPesach Min HaTorah is 6 hours. There's no steer whatsoever. There's no steer whatsoever. And here's what I forgot to put in the post. I'll read you something interesting, okay? I'll read you something interesting. The two Rambams. Would you let me read you two Rambams? That's a yes. One Rambam Rabbo sign is, to me, the Rambam here, I'll be fair, the Rambam never discusses the Raisa Drabana. He just says. But let's see what he says. And notice, you tell me if the Rambam is saying something interesting or not. Right? You ready? Tell me if the Rambam is saying something interesting. First, I'm reading. Write it down. Tmidin Musafim. That was Tmidin Musafim. Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel. Okay, here's the Shem. You're right. It's supposed to get a right shot in the Rambam. They should fix the air conditioning. Parak Aleph Halacha Gimel of Tmidin Musafim. Tamid Shalbein Arbayim Shoftin Osol Mishet Yarech Hatzel. When the tail is long, right? Now the culture would sell. When the tail is long, that's the same as Nicker, right? You got this phrase from. The raw the culture, and everyone notices that it's long. When everyone sees that the shadow is stretching out. Only sheshu mechzo malat sofayon from 6.5 and on till the end of the day. Okay, dot dot dot. Okay, he doesn't say the rest of the run. We don't know anything. All he said was that yarech hatzel sheshu mechzo. Fair. Rambam Hilchos Korban Pesach. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says, Mitzvah Asei Lishkan is a Pesach Bar Basso L'Chodesh Nisan, Achar Chatzos, after Chatzos, and then even better, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Shochten Shchitas a Pesach, Achar Chatzos, Yimshachto Chodem Chatzos, also, etc., etc. And it says, Korban Pesach Achar Chatzos. Now, here it's funny. In Manashach, the Rambam's talking about Raisa. He should have said both of them are Achar Chatzos. You know, if you had like Rashi, you should have said both of them 6.5, they are Bayim. If you had like Tosos, either you should have said both of them Achar Chatzos be Raisa, or both of them after 6.5 be Rabbanan, or you should have clarified both of them. Why is the Rambam inconsistent? You want to say 6 Raisa, 6.5 Rabbanan, you can, but then why be inconsistent? And only say the Raisa and the Rabbanan there. Why is the Rambam inconsistent? Why does he say 6.5 by Tamid? And Chatzos by Korban Pesach. I can think of some Dachim answers, but if you don't think that, I will not say them. But the Rambam is very strange, right? Basically, what I'm saying is that this answer I just gave in the Doyek and the Rambam. I know the Rambam never used the word Doraisa Drabbanan, but once the Rambam says something different by Korban Pesach and something different by Tzvi Musafim, then what's the difference? With Drabbanan, why should there be a difference? It only makes sense. There should be a difference between Doraisa. Okay. Maybe get out of it, but Nicha the Rambam says Tamid 6.5, but says Korban Pesach is Chatzos Yarech Hatzel. But there's no such thing as Etzel Yarech Hatzel, anything like that by Korban Pesach. Very strange. So why does the Rambam differentiate between Korban Pesach and Tamid? Maybe he holds, maybe he saw the skewer in the Gemara also. And he held the answer to the skewers like I was saying. There's a difference between Pesach and Tamid. Who says this in the Masifta? We don't know. Okay, this is not a I'm convinced that I'm right, so someone's going to say it in the Masifta. Anyway, now, it's just a brilliant answer. It answers all the skewers. Now, Daniil, what do you have to say to me? Same problem, the Hickey Taste says Bain Arbayim here, says Bain Arbayim there. The Hickey Taste and Bain Arbayim is one thing here, one thing over there, right? But I'm prepared. The world trial is also prepared. We just don't have the opportunity to ask him, right? I'm not saying I'm smarter than the Rav. I'm just saying that we can't ask the Rav. I don't know how he was prepared, but I'm prepared. Turn to the last line in the Chesed base. Tanur Rabbanan, last 1.5 lines. Tamid Kobel Pesach. Tamid comes before the Korban Pesach. We all know Tamid before the Korban Pesach. That's the building block, which the whole Mishnah is built on. But why? Pesach and the Torah source and there is fine. Why does Tamid before Pesach? Yeuchar Dover. This is a phrase the Achronim calls Din Yeuchar Dover. You ever see Din Yeuchar Dover? Now you know what it means. It's a code word. Yeuchar Dover. Top in the Testament Aleph. Yeuchar Dover Shenemar Bo Ba'erev Ubein Harbayim. The Dover Shenemar Bo Ba'erev El Ubein Harbayim Bilvad. By the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, it says, by Pesach, it says, Ba'erev, and by, hold on a second. Okay, I'm technically backwards here, even though I still think I, okay. I need a little dachuk here, because the Gemara here makes Pesach later, I'm trying to make Pesach earlier, right? So you might say, oh, that shows you're dead wrong. Or no, perhaps a double-edged sword. Pesach is not being our body, it's about everyone being our body. Chol Shachar is being our body. Okay. What is, now I understand the Gemara types it one, right? Okay, hey, I should have written that Gemara. Fine, but what am I going to claim? That there's a difference between Bein Arbayim the Tumid and the Ba'er of Bein Arbayim of the Korban Pesach. Maybe I'll claim something else, but let me go back to the Svar. Why is Svar should there be a difference? Why should the Tumid be the rest of 6.5 hours? Yad Chatzel, the Tiyani Keres, while the Pesach should be the rest after 6 hours. So some tell me very simply, why with common sense? Not with Lundus, not with Lord of Lukum, big philosophy, just with common sense. Why are the Tumash Shalom Arbayim in the afternoon? And why is the Korban Pesach in the afternoon? Why is the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, someone tell me? And not the morning. Why is the Korban Pesach in the afternoon, not the morning? Common sense.
Yeah,
what? Because it has to be connected to the next night. Summer tonight. Right? What? In Mitzrayim, the day starts at noon. That's a fascinating Gemara. Okay, I don't want to have to rely on that. But what's the Svara? What's the Svara? I think the Svara, again, you could say through the Me'iri, you're very, very set. Right? Remember that Me'iri on Achalik? We said that Mitzrayim were astrologers. The astrologer, you know, we Jews start the day at Pesach Kohanim. Secular Western society starts the day at midnight. The three other possibilities. We saw that there's some society that start the day at dawn or sunrise, and there's some society that start the day at high noon. Says me, the ancient Egyptians started the day at high noon. I don't know what the archaeologists say, but that's what Me'iri says. They started the day at noon, and therefore noon is really Pesach in ancient Egypt and in Tzias Mitzrayim. So then it would make a lot of sense, right? Again, I don't want to rely on this Me'iri. So you could say this very posh, if you want to say the Me'iri Lishitase, although just to be clear, there's one of these answers, you would say here, in Mitzrayim, which is only to have to do with Korban Pesach, the day starts at noon. Well, this is just a regular Bein Ha'arbayim. One is a Bein Ha'arbayim with the day starting at noon, and one is a regular Bein Ha'arbayim. That's a spark. I'm not talking about the Tzumim yet. Come back to the Tzumim. But I don't want to have to rely on that word Me'iri about astrology. The simple shot. Why is Korban Pesach in the afternoon, not the morning? Because it has to be connected to the evening. Why is Korban Pesach Bein Ha'arbayim? And that's why Yom HaChordavar. Why is it later than the Tumid? Because it has to be most connected to the evening. Why is Korban Pesach Bein Ha'arbayim in the afternoon, not the morning? Because it's connected in the morning. You have to cover two parts of the day. One is to cover the morning, one is to cover the afternoon. So, on the one hand, what that means is Yom HaChordavar, one is for the afternoon, and one is for the afternoon to be connected to the next night. So which should be last? Should be last, the one that's reconnected to the next night. But, if you ask, what's the gedder of the afternoon? Right, what's the gedder of the afternoon? So, the Korban Pesach has to be brought in the afternoon, because that's the time period before the night. When's the time period before the night? Start at noon. Noon is already closer to the next night than to the previous day. So I think it's just a pasuk on sense svara. Pesach is in the afternoon because it's closer to the night. And that is from 6 hours. But the Korban, and again, I know it's ironic, not paradoxical, just ironic that you will recover. But some might argue it's true. I mean, all irony is true, otherwise it wouldn't be ironic. But the Korban Pesach Bein Ha'arbayim is not in the afternoon because that's closer to night than to the next night than to this night. It's in the afternoon because you have to represent both halves of the day. To represent both halves of the day, to represent the half of the day of the afternoon, it has to be done in a time where it's visibly afternoon, where you see that it's afternoon. And that's what I'm going to claim. This is, why is the time in the afternoon? To to cover, exactly, it's Mahuti, to cover the sun descending part of the day. In order to do that, you could put this together with rub if you want. You can make it just rub a fully, you can make a fundamental dip. No. When is the time? You have to cover the time of the day when the sun's shining and the sun's rising, the time of the day when the sun is setting. It's actually not quite so parallel because no one thinks you can only bring in the Eved, Kerman, Tamasha, Shachar until 5.5 hours, either to 4 hours or till noon. I'm not saying you're exactly parallel. But if you're trying to cover the afternoon, what do you have to do it? You have to do it in a time when it's nicker, that's the afternoon. You have to do it in a time where it's visibly afternoon. To demonstrate that you're bringing a carbon in the afternoon, you have to do it when it's visibly noon. To just be close to nighttime, who cares? To be close to nighttime, who cares if you can see that it's the afternoon? It is close to nighttime. To cover the afternoon, it has to be visible. That's what I'm saying. If it has to be in the afternoon for the sake of the afternoon, it has to be visibly afternoon. If it has to be in the afternoon for the sake of something else, it's not, it doesn't have to be visibly afternoon. Just as being the afternoon. When you're doing something for the sake of itself, it has to be nicker. When you're doing something for the sake of something else, it doesn't have to be nicker. That is what I'm claiming. It can cover. And therefore, it must be visibly the afternoon equals 6.5. That's what I'm claiming. Afternoon for the sake of afternoon needs to be visibly afternoon. It's connect to the afternoonness, Shippo. Afternoon for the sake of being before the nighttime, as long as it is an hour that's closer to the nighttime than to the morning, then to last night, then you are okay. And I think there's a very reasonable svara. Pesach is later. No, that's not a stira. That's a shtickle, ironic. But it's not a stira. That also tells you Pesach is later. Pesach connects to this next night. And Tom connects to the afternoon. But for the same reason Pesach is later, b'di'evad you're yotzei if you do it a little earlier, because it doesn't have to connect to the afternoon, it has to connect to the next night. It's not a stira. And if you ask, where do I see all this in the psukim? After all, it's nice svaras. I don't want to rely on svaras l'chud. I'm not saying my svaras are so obvious that one only cross svaru. Either from the Erev Min or Bayim, even though it's ironic, or perhaps from Achalik. Achalik teaches you to split the day in half. And if you pasken achalik, you split the day in half. Once we know achalik, I know ach is talking about the species or, but once ach tells us we split the day in half, we already see that the time of Pesach starts halfway through the day, not 6.5 ways through the day. So what is the matar v'kra? Is either A, and this is ironic, I admit, because it's making it later on Erev. It's ironic, but still logical. Or B, Achalik is a comment. But nonetheless, once Achalik teaches us that it's we split it in half, Ach means in half. Once Achalik teaches us split it in half for comment, then we know the star is split in half also for carbon. Either way, usually when I leave two options, it's because I just decided not to be agree between them. But you're right, I should say both of them. That way you won't be confused. Okay. Anyway, Kach Nero means Daiti that I would have said if not for Rashi. Rashi does say this. He gets into more trouble. Kach Nero means Daiti that I would have said, in my humble opinion. That's I think all I have to say about the Zman of Chavad Mishkat, which Chaim's going to ask me is number one on the Makor sheet. Number two on the Makor sheet. We're not going to be able to get that far, and I feel bad for everyone with the air conditioning broken. I feel bad for everyone younger than me with the air conditioning broken. Should I not feel bad? Are people comfortable?
We feel bad for the Rebbe. We're sitting still in the Rebbe.
Is it comfortable in here?
I'm about to the bottom in the room.
Why don't you ever bring a fan? Do not feel guilty.
No, okay. I should just, you know what? So we're going to stop now. We'll stop now. Enough of me not feeling guilty just to stop now. We're going to go until 11 o'clock. You know what? You're allowed to give shir for only an hour and 45 minutes. The world will not come to an end. We'll say we're just getting started. We're pumping up. I'll try to get them to fix the air conditioning. Mirtz Hashem. And we'll pick up with number two on the Makoros Sheet, the Master Chef, next time. And we're going to run through somewhat quickly that number two on the Makoros Sheet, even though it's a lot of lines of the Gemara. And then we're going to run through that quickly in the next year. And then start getting into the next big topic, which is what is called the Asei D'Hashlama, which we already mentioned. Asei D'Hashlama is the mitzvah Asei V'Leah Hashlim Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. There's no lav to bring a karbon after the Tumah Shel Arba'im, but it's a mitzvah Asei. You have to bring all the karbonos except for Pesach. Between the Tumah Shel Arba'im and Tumah Shel Arba'im, that is the topic of the bottom of the Pesach in this very challenging Tosas Dermaskal Ha'ola, etc. So we'll do number two on the Makoros Sheet next time. Maybe I'll add a Rashash to number two on the Makoros Sheet. I don't want to add a lot. I don't want to get lost in number two on the Makoros Sheet. I'll just add the Rashash here. The very, very nice Rashash. And then we'll also start talking about the Asei D'Hashlama, Birkat Hashem, see you on Monday. It's, I just want to say how nice it is to have everyone back and to really be all the Chabura learning together once again, not to exclude those who are learning together with us in their hearts and internet connections. Hopefully we'll see everyone back in person soon enough. Bit Shaykh.
Just check to consider.